Welcome back to another episode of the greatest podcast on the face of the earth. It is the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. Oh, man, I hit the wrong button again. But what's up, man? Welcome to each and every one of you guys. Before I get this show started, as I've been saying the past several days, y'all can check me out live at the Atlanta Comedy Theater September 29th to the 30th. September 29th to 30th, I will be live at the Atlanta Comedy Theater. So what's going on, good people? Hopefully y'all can hear me right now. This is not pre-recorded. I am actually live for real. The last couple of shows was just pre-recorded. I was sitting at the crib and I had a lot of stuff to do, like go out, tell a couple of jokes, get on stage and perform. There's been a lot of talks and discussions in the comedy streets about a special that's out. And I actually like the special. Shout out to Country Wayne for putting his Netflix special out. And that's a great thing. That's a blessing for that brother. Very, very proud of him. And to the comedians who, you know, opinions are like assholes. Everyone has one, but your opinion doesn't matter, right? You know what I mean? Like, this is a game about building your own fan base and people being into you. And with comedy being subjective, comedy is art. Comedy is art. When you see a comedian on stage, it's art. It's just like going into an art house and you see a Picasso versus a Basquiat. Now, you might not necessarily like the Picasso or you might not necessarily like the Basquiat, but that doesn't negate the fact that both of these paintings are $30 million paintings. You see what I'm saying? And I think a lot of in comedy, people tend to get bitter and jealous over other success and they don't worry about themselves. See, that's what you got to do. You got to look in the fucking mirror. And there's two things that you can take from seeing the success of others. You could either be inspired by it or you can come to some conclusion that this person's win is somehow taken from your punk ass. And taking that later, thinking about it in that way will only make you bitter. And bitter is a very, very dangerous pill to swallow in this business because it comes out through your pores and through your skin. And people can feel your bitter energy and your bitter sentiments. This is a business where nobody owes anybody anything. I don't give a fuck if you've been in this shit 200 years and you ain't made nothing but $40. Listen. That's just what the fuck it is, right? You need to be thankful for the $40 you made or however long your journey is and focus on thine self. This journey for me has been a good journey. There have been ups, there's been downs, but when I think about it, I'm thankful for every opportunity, every country I've been able to visit, and I'm thankful that you know, I think this journey, too, has made me somewhat a better person. You know what I mean? Because it's given me time to self-respect. I mean, just to have some type of introspective on self and to grow. You know what I mean? Because you're dealing in a business. There are no guarantees. This is your business and this is you getting to the people. And that's the whole thing. It should be healing. You should be doing the job of the Lord by just healing and using your gift. And you can't look at other people's ice as colder. That's one thing somebody had told me. Like a lot of times, even us as black people, we can sometimes look at the white man's ice as being colder. But you can't look at it like that. You got to know your ice is cold. Like, I know my ice cold. You know what I'm saying? So if you look at a person and they have more or whatever, it's all relative. You know what I mean? It's all relative to your perception. This whole life that we live in is about our perceptions of life. And you could take that however you want, but it's empowering because you can't control the things that happen to you. You can only control how you react to those things. Even in being sad or depressed, sometimes you just have to be like, I'm not going to accept this thought. I'm not. I'm going to get up. I'm going to do something. I'm going to change my narrative. And in that sense, you can have more control over your mind. So I'm just going to let that sizzle in y'all spirit, as our brother Wayne would say. Moving right along, there's been a lot of comparisons to Michael Jackson versus Beyonce. I love Beyonce. I love what she does. But make no mistake, Michael Jackson was literally the greatest entertainer of the 21st century, bare none. That there's nothing, ain't nobody fucking with Mike. And I don't care, the bees can come out and give me 10 million bees. I know that experience. I remember growing up as a child in the 80s and seeing this man and witnessing, bearing witness to when Thriller first dropped, bearing witness to when Bad first dropped, bearing witness to Michael Jackson having people in Bucharest falling out, bearing witness to every comedian on the face of the earth for decades talking about this man. I witnessed that. I saw the Jackson 5 cartoon. I saw a man, a child that was 8 and 9 years old, singing at Motown like a grown ass man. That is something we will never, ever see anything like that. And I get it. Beyonce doing her thing. But this comparison to Mike, and I'm seeing artists saying like Beyonce is better. Knock it off, man. Knock it off. See, that is why in this business, I want to own all my own shit. I don't want a job. I don't want nobody giving me a check. Because when that shit happens, you have to say what they want you to say. You have to go along to get along. You know what I'm saying? And this sickens me to hear people. I think they're both great artists, but Michael Jackson, bro, Michael Jackson was in a league of his own. Ain't no comparison to no damn Michael. What? I haven't seen like, I don't know, you know, I'm sure you have artists out here now, but I haven't seen that type of power in any artist. None. I mean, I know like Drake and Kanye are big, but like, man, that Michael Jackson shit was on another level. That was like some shit from outer space, man. Well, man, to come out on stage and don't say nothing for 3 minutes or 2 minutes in front of like 75,000 people at Wembley Stadium, and he just move his head and you got people falling out where they got to get the ambulance. They got to get the paramedics to drag people out as they sweating and crying. Man, I ain't never seen no shit like who has seen that? Is this happening at the Beyonce concerts? What comedians are talking about Beyonce in their sets? What are we talking about? This is insane. Cindy Turner says Michael Jackson and she are the same age if he was still alive. But Mike was something. Listen, Michael Jackson, the Jackson 5, shout out to them. Shout out to Beyonce, too. This ain't no hate. I just need to let y'all know that Michael Jackson, listen, that's another level, man. The glove. Remember the glove? Come on, man. The glove? I got the glove. My mama got me that glove. I believe I was in third grade. My mama bought me the Michael Jackson glove and socks, and I was so happy. It must have been second grade. Whatever grade it was, I had the Michael Jackson glove and socks, and I even wore the penny loafers. I had my penny loafers, and I wore a uniform to school. I rocked all that, man. Even got to pass out papers. I had my glove and they asked me to pass out papers, man. I did a whole joint. I put my glove on and passed them papers. I've just never, I don't know. There's no artist that's competed. I just can't see that anymore. That's a time that has come and gone in this social media age and this digital age. I mean, you can't even get attention on anybody like that anymore. So, man, that's crazy. Oh, shout out to Jonathan Soul. Man, shout out to him. He just sent me $20 in the super chat. Yes, you want to know if I have an opinion on legalizing drugs? Yes, I believe those drugs should be legalized. I believe all drugs should be legalized. That's my honest opinion. I think they should legalize not only marijuana, but cocaine, heroin, DMT. I think they should legalize all drugs. Let me explain why I say that. The minute the United States legalizes all drugs, cartels die off. That's it. It's the end of cartels. Corporations will probably start building in Mexico and really processing the cocaine and heroin, and it'll be fentanyl free. That's number one. Number two, if people are becoming addicted to this, there will be treatment centers to help those people instead of just taking these addicts and pushing them into a dark place. Then we it's legal. We have some understanding. And then with the drugs not being as taboo, people might not want to even use them, because with that kind of drug, with that kind of dope being taboo, it gives them a bigger sensation because they doing something wrong and they snorting or shooting up and they feel something. Now, I believe in Portland, I want to say. They legalized most drugs. I think in Portugal, everything is legal. I could be wrong. I think Portland, Oregon, they legalized a bunch of drugs. So, yeah, I think we got to look at this for what it is. I mean, a person that's an addict, right? You can't criminalize a person that has a substance abuse issue. You know what I'm saying? Because alcohol is legal and you got straight alcoholics. Like, you know what I'm saying? So if we're able to legalize everything and then we can control it. But that was a great question, Brother Soul, and I appreciate that. So, yeah, I am definitely with legalizing all of those. Moving right along, as you see in the news today, Nicki Minaj's husband, Kenneth Zupetti, was recently placed on house arrest for 120 days. His brother was already on probation, but he took it upon himself to go out into the streets and stand in front of a building with four other brothers and make serious verbal threats to Cardi B's husband, Offset. I watched some of that video and I even talked about it a little bit in the last podcast. I looked at it as rather disturbing. You know what I mean? And I need y'all to look at me. You know, if you a 40-something-year-old ass man and you still talking tough, and you talking about the streets and all that, and it's 40 and up, and even under that, it's 30. You know what I mean? Grow up, man. Grow up. Because, see, what's happening is, and I grew up on the South Side of Chicago, all that, but what's happening is there are a lot more brothers like me who want to lock your ass up, who want to trick you off the street. Because you're just a... A lot of these brothers are just they're destroying the community. Like they're not adding anything to the community. You coming around, you threatening your own people, you acting like a woman. You don't need to be in society, man. You see what I'm saying? I don't, all that street and that thug, I can't get with it, man. It's nothing cool about it. And I kind of wish they would have gave his ass 10 years instead of 120 days. Now, had I been Offset, I would have surely contacted Homeland Security, the feds. I would have called everybody. Everybody. Because that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. And you look at a lot of these brothers, and they don't typically do this to any other races. They do it to their own kind. And I say to that, these are detriments to the community. They're not good people, and they have to go. They have to go. 40 and 50 years old on a block. You don't own a brick on the block. You don't own nothing. You never fired a gun when they come gentrify your ass out of the community. You don't do it. So, no. And then this guy was a street guy, an older guy. And, you know, well, isn't it a code or something where you shouldn't even be talking online? You would think. But we in an era where, you know, with the internet and a lot of brothers, man, that's in the streets and all that. I'm trying not to cuss as much no more. But a lot of brothers in the streets and all that, you're like flies, man. And here's my analogy. Whenever I'm out in my yard and it's dark and I got that little light, and flies will fly into that light and they vamp and they just zap, you know, and you would think in that light and they keep zapping these flies. And you would think that the other flies would say, hey, man, don't go into that light because you're going to get zapped. Right? But no. No, the fly need that light. They like, what that light, man? I got to feel that warmth and that energy, and they just fly into it and zap, and it's a wrap. So a lot of them like flies, man. You get online with a wife that powerful and that famous, and you almost trick yourself. Well, you've tricked yourself off of the streets. What are we talking about, man? You should be ashamed. You should be ashamed. He should be ashamed. He should be ashamed of himself. And Nicki Minaj, she should do something. Like, what are you doing? How are you encouraging this type of behavior from your husband? Multimillionaire, Grammy Award winning artist. And you doing this type of behavior? You're a married woman. He's a husband with a child. But, you know, once again, you won't be the first person to cry about what the white people doing to you and how they bad and the whites and we got a whole hand. This is what I'm talking about. The irony in this is like, nah. We gotta let it go, man. You can't keep running around with these sentiments, man. I'm trying not to cuss, but people are like, man, you been cussing. I'm trying. So the teacher shortage is getting worse. It's getting real bad in Florida. Read today, a teacher that's been on the job for 30 years had enough, just threw her papers in the air and walked out. And listen, to that teacher, I salute you. I salute that teacher. And I hope more teachers leave. I hope all y'all just leave. Just leave. Because, you know, when all of y'all leave, they're going to have to do something. They're going to have to change some of respect teachers or allow teachers to take control of their classrooms. And when a child, when a student talks crazy to a teacher, immediate expulsion. We're not playing that. There shouldn't be no argument with mom and you got to go. Get them up out of here. Like, there has to be something, because in this society, there are no real solutions to anything. It's only trade-offs, right? So if you hold these teachers hostage and you tie them up, you don't let them do it, they quit, right? Same with the police. They don't want to talk about it, but it's a shortage of cops. And, you know, if you don't have any police, if you have no law and order, you're going to have a vacuum of power. And it's going to be rough when you got to call little Tony or some little hood dude to handle all your issues. It's going to be a rough day. But this is what's coming, because we've been overcorrecting in society for so long. Like right now, this cancel culture and all this soft shit, like it's really eroding our society, man. It really is. So shout out to the teachers, man. I want y'all to give more money. I want y'all to take control. These people really care about these kids, and it's just a terrible, terrible thing to you coming into the classroom and you watch some of these teachers that they getting jumped on. They can't even fight back. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would have rules where, you know, teachers could come and jump on these kids, whatever they got to do to protect themselves. But it is unreal, and they're just hurting them more and more and more. So we got to stop that. And speaking of that, as society is unraveling, I'm going down the list here, but retail stores are closing due to robberies. All over the country, y'all seeing these videos, people running into the Louis Vuitton, the Gucci store, robbing, pillaging, stealing with no type of accountability, nothing, no slap on the wrist, no, nothing. And I was reading on the Shade Room, you know, they were talking about this on the Shade Room, and I'm looking at the comments, and people are making the remarks of, well, this reparation. They got them thoughts, that money, and this, that, whatever. But I'm like, look, man, you know, you look in these stores to those that are robbing and doing all this. You're looking at these stores, man. These stores closed down because everybody can pretty much operate online anyway. So with a lot of those businesses closing down and you close a store, that's a ripple effect throughout the economy. And it just hurts. You know, it hurts people. And I'm not even saying most of them high-end stores in Beverly Hills and, you know, you got Lenox Mall and all these big places, but the workers are still, you know, those employees are still people that live in our communities. And these are valuable members of our communities who have jobs, and they're going to lose their job because you want to pillage. It's ridiculous. So they were saying, are the stores going to close due to the robberies? And I responded by saying, no, the stores are not going to close due to the robberies. Most of those stores will close due to the policies put in place in their states. If you don't have any self-accountability, it's going to run rampant. I did a joke when I went to Memphis, man. I'm at the Walgreens. The dude's like, man, they just keep taking out of here. They come in with buggies and they just take and steal. And I was like, I stole me something too. I say, y'all can't do nothing about it. So this is what's going to happen. And then how you going to open you up a small business if you want to? You can't, because there are no rules in place, and that just inhibits growth. And I just think our country right now, we in a real pickle from what I can see. And I hate to be the messenger of doom and gloom, but from what we got going on right now, man, I don't know. I just don't know. You like I say, no teachers, no cops, nobody wants to work. I mean, we are just really going down a slow, it's like a very, very slow decline, man. China just flew jets over Taiwan. They might be getting ready to take over Taiwan. It's just really, really sad. I don't know where we're headed right now. People don't even want to be in family. I was talking to my wife today, and we were talking about, we were just having a conversation just about, but she be on TikTok, look at the TikToks and stuff like that. But there's a growing consensus of men as well as women who are like totally against marriage, totally against family. But I'm like, well, where does that lead us as a society? If we're only consuming, nobody has a family, nobody's reproducing, what happens to us, right? Like, we have a huge population decline. And then whatever youthful kids we got left, they have to take care of our old ass. And then society just collapses. So I don't even think artificial intelligence might be here to actually save us, because you're gonna need robots, because nobody be working, nobody reproducing, and just no families. And I do understand the sentiment of women not wanting to be married. I mean, as my wife explained to me, that women, they want to be heard, and they want to be not just objectified as, just this homemaker, but they want to be listened to and talked to and stuff like that. So I guess they feel like, well, if I'm gonna get married and you pay the bills, but then I gotta watch the kids, I got to do this, and you're not listening, we don't talk. I get it. I get it. But we gotta do something about that. So maybe it means we respect each other. But a lot of women is just tripping now. You even look at the thing with Remy Ma and Papoose. Here's a man that went down. This woman was in jail for 6 years. 6 years. Here's a man that will go see his wife in jail. I'm guessing that might have been his girlfriend at the time. But he's going down to the jail, putting money on her books, bringing her commissary, bringing her noodles and sustenance, not cheating. Not only did he go visit her in the jail, he even got a new apartment to move closer to the jail. And she gets out of jail, and this man goes on several interviews just confessing how great his woman is, how legendary this woman is. And he marries her. And then, for whatever reason, she gets with a 25-year-old battle rapper. Just, they got kids, they met everything, but she gets with a 25-year-old, $20 a rap battle rapper. What is that? What is that? It's amazing the way I guess we're changing. Are like women the new men and men the new women or something? And now this guy's just out here, and most of the public is with him. We are definitely taking his side. And it's quite tragic. I watched that battle rap, and shout out to that battle rap. I don't know who this battle rapper was, but let me look his name up. I gotta look up his name real quick. The Remy Ma battle rapper, but he went in. He really, like, let me see, Remy Ma battle rapper. So he was rapping Remy Ma's new boyfriend or something. And this rapper came in and he just broke her down, yo. Like, oh, the rapper's name is Geechee Gotti. So shout out to Geechee Gotti. Really telling this young lady the truth about you just leave your black fan, just break everything down to get with this guy. I mean, he really rapped. I mean, it was cold. Like, I wonder if I could show it on him. I'm not, because I don't feel like getting no strikes. But y'all go check that out. But we gotta be about family. Also, too, the WGA SAG-AFTRA strike is still going. If y'all know about that, of course, I'm caught up in that because I am a member of both. Look like some negotiations are starting to happen. So hopefully, the industry will be back in business. But I'm going to say this: with the artificial intelligence, with the technology, with the barrier of entry for people to make their own movies, their own products, I don't really know. Like, I'm glad, like, we're fighting, but you're gonna have, I guess, a big breakout of a lot of independents. Like, there are gonna be so many independents, man. You're able to go to Tubi, YouTube, and even if you don't use actors or writers, You could do everything yourself in-house, use some B-roll, whatever. So as I want this to be resolved, we still have to be mindful. I know there was a thing where actors and writers want to get transparency from the streaming companies, which is a great thing. But I kind of know, and this is my Virgo mind talking, right? This is what I'm thinking is going to happen. They'll come out with some type of third-party transparency system for these platforms. When that system comes out, you're going to see that nobody is watching over 80 to 90% of these shows. Because right now, most of these shows are being funneled by stock and stock investors, you know, like investors. So what'll happen? They're going to see the real numbers. And what'll end up happening is production on a lot of show, television and movies, I'm going to guess that it'll drop about 80 to 90%. So yes, they will meet the demands of SAG-AFTRA. But at the same time, I really feel like there will be way less shows for anybody to work on. So this is just my assessment in it. You know what I mean? I stand with the union. And that is that. Let's go over a couple of comments here. All right, Sandy Turner said the government needs to bring back the draft. Young men and women wouldn't have time to wreak havoc on cities. That would give them a job. I agree, Sandy. They should bring the draft back. This is the 60s. Women are loud as hell. That is true, Travis. It is going down. Generation morals and values. And somebody said this Nicki Minaj, he had to get four thugs for Mickey Mouse. Interesting. Well, we're going to wrap this up, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. And if y'all want to, I could play around. Matter of fact, how about we take some calls? Y'all want to do some calls? We could do some call-ins. That's always fun. We're going to do call-ins, okay? So I'm going to put a number up on the screen. And you guys can call this number. And, you know, well, we can make it do what it do, baby. Let me see. So, look, I'm going to take some call-ins, man. Y'all call that number that's scrolling at the bottom of the screen. Call that number right now. And what we can do. What's up, Jermaine? You're going to have to rewind it. Right now, I'm just doing call-ins. So you're going to have to rewind this show, man. I've been trying to be more punctual and putting it up, but I'm doing so many shows a week that, boy, I'm trying to figure it out, you know? So I'm taking calls. You can call in to 678-310-7139. And, we're going to see what y'all want to talk about. So 678-310-7139. I'll be waiting. And y'all just not going to call, huh? Let me turn my. All right, try it now. Let's see. Try it now. No. So this is what we're going to do. Well, I guess I'm going to wrap this show up because y'all don't want to talk to me. Take this banner off. All right. Well, we covered a lot of things today. Did you guys enjoy the show before I wrap up? And don't call this number please. So killing because the government says so is cool, right? Wait a minute. So killing because what? What are you talking about, true story? I don't understand what you're saying. You got to tell me, man. What do you mean by this? I don't understand that. Look up Nola pranks. You gotta explain that to me. Tell true story, JB, to explain that. I will be coming to Louisville, Kentucky when there is some money for me in Louisville, Kentucky, brother. I just go where they call. When you are a working comic, you want to be booked everywhere at all times. You know what I'm saying? So trust me, when they call, I'm there. The money right, and we reach the proper agreement, then we good. Oh, that wasn't for me. I was wondering. I didn't know what she was talking about. So no, look, call the number 678-310-7139. There we go. We got one, guys.
To accept, hello. One, to send a voicemail, press 2.
Hello? What am I doing? Now I can't hear. Wait a minute. I'm just going, you know. Yo, what's up, man? Can you hear me? Man, call back. I messed up. I messed that all the way up, bro. Call me back if you can. Matter of fact, I got to change something on here. Y'all, whoever call back. Let me go to my sound. Let me go to the output. Yeah, call me back, bro. No, that's input, output, my bad. What's the input? Call me back.
Unknown caller.
All right, here we go. Hello? Hello?
Yo, Lava.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you, man. I can hear you now. This is
whack. Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Hello?
Oh, can you hear me?
Wait a minute. We just gonna have to do it. I can hear you now, man. I'm gonna have to do it on here. It was supposed to come through my sound thing, but you on now. Welcome to the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast, man. What's going on? What's your name, brother?
On Instagram, I'm the one to be telling people don't mess with you because you don't, you're a perk, but the pair you buy is big also.
I'm a low class perpetrator for Cap Alpha. Well, shout out to you, brother.
Listen, man,
all right, I'm beta iota fall 97, brother. I'm so old school, boy. That's bro. I'm almost on. What is that? Is that almost 30 years? Man. Oh, I'm listening. Yeah, I'm almost at 30 years. That is crazy.
Never, I couldn't even see as far ahead when I was 20 years old. I'm like, man, whatever.
I know, right? Then you look at the old bros, you feel like you're gonna be young forever. You know what I'm saying? Like you never would have thought that you. Wait, what'd you say? Man, you already know. You already know. Wait, hold on one second, bro, because I'm gonna try to let me try to switch this thing and see if I can hear you through here. Hold on. All right, hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hello? Oh man. Perfect. Hello? Nope.
Can you hear me?
This is whack. I done messed this all up. Can you hear me now? Still can't.
I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
This is whack, man. I don't know what I did wrong with this thing. I can hear you now, bro, but I'm trying to. Oh, you already know, man. Let me mess this all up, bro. Well, cool, man. Let me. Lord have mercy. There we go. There we go. All right. Well, brother, hey, I appreciate you calling in to the show, Fi. It's been real. I got to figure out how to hook this up so I can come through, because I'm just talking on the phone and you are literally coming through the mic, but I'm trying to figure it out so I can get it to come through my headphones, which is, this is crazy. But,
okay.
But it's all love, Noop. I appreciate you pulling. Are you in Atlanta? Do you live in Atlanta? Macomb, Mississippi, man. Well, welcome to freedom. Are you free? Macomb,
Mississippi. But you done drove to Macomb.
No, I done drove to Macomb. Man, I think I done did some shows out in Macomb in my earlier years as being a comic, because Macomb is close to Jackson, right? Y'all got casinos down there? Matter of fact, I think I did a couple of casinos or something down there. I played Tunica. It was Tunica, bro.
And mm-hmm.
Man, I ain't even mad, bro. Let me see something. Now, I know good and well. See, while I'm talking to you, I'm trying to. What? You see, this podcast that I'm doing, I'm like my own everything. I'm the engineer. I'm everybody at one time. You see me struggling through it, bro? But listen. They didn't want to bring it upstairs, man. But I found somebody. I found another couch. They're going to bring another couch up here, and I'm going to get this thing right in this room, bro. So, but I really wish, I don't know why I cannot get this to come through on my Bluetooth. This is so weird. You fade now, bro. What'd you say? He with the Boy Scouts. Oh, man, I just watched a documentary on the Boy Scouts. And look, I was a Boy Scout, and I'm like, damn, I was that close to getting raped. I didn't even know it. I was a Boy Scout. I said, man, I was that close with somebody touching me. I didn't realize that the Boy Scouts was getting touched like that, man.
Okay, you from Chicago? I got a lot of family in Hammond and Gary. So it just wouldn't have been a good look,
bro. Bro, I'm telling you, bro. Like, it's wild. It's wild out here, Nope. But, man, I'm going to go and get out of here. Wait a minute. Who else just said?
Call back one day, man. I am a kindergarten,
preschool,
and head start
PE
teacher.
Oh, man. Oh, you know what? I was just talking about, are y'all experiencing a teacher shortage where you're at? Mm-hmm.
Almost 0 existence.
Yep. camp. That's what I'm hearing. And I'm hearing like it's getting so bad that they asking parents to come in and sub, bro. Wait, hold on, Noob. Shout out to Jonathan Soul for the $4.99 super chat again. Appreciate you, Jonathan. But yeah, bro, it's really, really bad. And they're gonna have to make some major corrections in the education system to where, you know, the teachers can get some type of power or they get on the teacher's side. You know what I mean? Like, I just think it's horrific what y'all have to go through. I mean, these videos I see of teachers getting into fist fights with students, well, not even fighting back because they don't want to lose their job. Like, they just standing there getting beat up. That is crazy to me, man. I don't get that, man. They got to do something. I mean, because it's going to continuously decline. It's not going to get better. So what's going to end up happening is, and to everybody listening, get ready to homeschool. You're going to have to educate your own children in about 10 to 15 years. I mean, my son 8, so I ain't got to worry about it, but it's going to get bad. It's going to get bad, bro.
I got 2
juniors
and 3
freshmen. Bro, you got 7 kids? Boy, you ain't.
Halfway. Mother's Day.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry to hear that, bro. But you don't believe in pulling out, do you? You ain't, that boy can't pull. Boy, you.
Yes, and I said, let me go for this thing in mind.
Bruh, you can't pull out a parking spot, man. Jesus Christ, all them babies. Now, that's all right. That's what's up, bro. Well, listen, dude, I'm about to get out of here, man. We're about to wrap this up, man. But I appreciate you calling, Fi. Appreciate the support and the love. And whenever I'm in your town, pull up on me, man. Yeah. All right, dude. Take care, bro. All right. No doubt. Well, guys, that is it. I'm about to wrap this up, man, because I got to go now. So I appreciate everybody for coming in. Shout out again to Jonathan for the super chats. Jonathan pulled up and showed out. You should pull up and showed out today, Jonathan. But appreciate all the love. And also, too, once again, I gotta reiterate, I'm going to be at the Atlanta Comedy Theater September 29th to the 30th. So get those tickets. You get them at LeVarWalker.com/tour dates. Or you can go to the Atlanta Comedy Theater website and get those. And also, I'm going to be in California. I will be at Tommy T's in the Bay Area October 13th to the 15th. So if you know somebody, tell a friend to tell a friend, and I will be there. So I'm going to wrap this up, and I'm going to see you guys tomorrow. Thank y'all for tuning in. Good night, and God bless. Quit running late.